Obviously to lead out the team against Arsenal for that win was fantastic. Then to lead them out against Liverpool away, where we ain't won in 52 years, was even better. And then tonight, just where obviously it was a made official, and tonight was probably the most important game we've played so far after the results we've had away from home. The Liverpool result, we've had a long wait. Obviously, we've seen everyone else playing. I thought we dealt with that fantastic tonight and fully deserved the 3 points.
You've been here a long time, over 10 years, and you've played with some pretty special players.
You ask me if Dimitri's right up there.
We could do a role reversal on these two.
Yes, he is definitely one of the best, for sure. But I don't. It's not just the skill and the vision he's got. It's the work rate he has as well, that's what he's going to have to keep up, because in this league you need that as well. And he can really, really go on and be a sort of cult hero for us, like Tevez was. When if he keeps scoring goals and creating and works hard like he does, that's why they love Tevez here, because he done all that and he grafted his nuts off, and that's what you need.
In terms of getting the first home win under Slaven, I mean, as you rightly say, it's great to get the glorified away wins, but it's here where most of the points are going to be won this season.
Well, not if it keeps going the way it is with results away from home and stuff. But no, I mean, as I said to you, tonight was the most important game. We've come off with a result like Liverpool. And we'd done that against Arsenal, come home to our place, and was disappointing. But we didn't want to do that again tonight. We took a little bit of our away performances and put that in tonight, and that's why we won.
Last one from me. Having won at the Emirates and at Anfield, I presume I should be lumping on at the Etihad on Saturday.
Well, knowing that they haven't conceded a goal yet, and they've won 5 on the bounce, I wouldn't put too much money on. But I've just said to someone else around there, we've got a good team. We've got a good, obviously, a good, we've had two great away results, and if you have a look at the opening fixtures of the season, when I was on holiday and I looked at our first three away games, Arsenal away, Liverpool away, City away, you'd sort of be lucky to get a couple of points, even one. To be going into City with six away points is good for us, and we need to just go there with the same attitude we did against the others and try and get a result.
The finishes were one-touch finishes, weren't they? And the one you set up for him coming across him. They're, neither of them were that easy. The one coming back off the bar, they're easily missed, aren't they? Brilliant finishes.
Well, the second one, of course, is a hard finish. Probably harder than the first one. Once I got the ball in the box and I cut inside, I was thinking about shooting, and I see Dimitri and I thought, he's probably going to score. He's got a better chance of scoring than I have. So I just sort of laid it in his path. And to be honest, as soon as he ran onto it, I knew he was going to score. With his quality, and then I was obviously gutted for Victor in the second one, because I wanted him to score tonight, but because he played so well. But obviously buzzing that we got the second goal, and it made it look more comfortable.
You must be chuffed with those guys. You had Antonio and Jelovic on the bench tonight. Song obviously here again, and also the debut Moses had. You've got real competition everywhere.
Yeah, we've got a very good squad now. We've got a squad to be to compete with anyone, as we've shown. A squad's no good if you don't work together and work hard together, and that's what we're doing in a minute, and that's why we've picked up the last couple of results we have.
And finally, Mark, I know that you've been captain a lot of times before, and you've stepped in for Kevin as well, but I saw Trevor Sinclair on Twitter saying that, you know, it was a no-brainer for him, you know, given how long you've been and how much the club means to you. You must have had so many messages from fans and friends.
Obviously I've always stepped in for Kev since he's been here for the last 4 years, and as I've made it clear in my programme notes today, that I learnt a lot from Kev. He was a top captain, and not just the stuff on the pitch, but the way he dealt with everything off the pitch as well. And it's a massive learning curve for me, but obviously it was made official today, tonight, that I was the club captain, and obviously to start that with a win, a 2-0 home win against Newcastle was the icing on the cake.